Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
What I'm about to share is going to save you a lot of stress this season. So if you're like me, you probably have a lot of kids on your holiday list, whether it's nieces and nephews, your own kids, your friends' kids. And I know a lot of you who listen have families. And also, you're probably at home homeschooling right now, looking for new creative things to do with your kids, or just creative, fun, connected ways to spend time with your kids. And that's why I'm so excited about KiwiCo, is because it delivers hands-on science and art projects for kids of all ages. It's everything needed to spark curiosity and kindle creative thinking, which makes KiwiCo the perfect gift. I know that I'm going to be gifting everybody that I know this to their kids this year. So I'm really excited because the projects are fun and they make you think, even as an adult. You guys, I opened up a box and it was a project where you're making a really cute bag. It's called a mochila bag, and you get to paint it, you get to customize it. And not only that, it's so cool because inside it comes with information and stories about what these bags are and what purpose they serve. And you learn all about the area where it came from, this iconic Colombian tote. So cool, because you get to learn along with whatever kids you're doing this with. So your child can get a super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every single month, which, like I said, if you're homeschooling, this is the coolest thing to be able to add to your child's day. So while they might be unable to go to fun places for the holidays this year, you can gift them an awesome experience with KiwiCo. And I am all about spending time together, doing something fun and creative and new while learning. You guys know I'm obsessed with learning. I would love to put these together. So KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any Crate line with code HAPPY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code HAPPY.
And that's how things happen for people. They don't wake up happy. They don't wake up full of perfect opportunity every single day. They do the right things and they make the right decisions in very small little moves that add up to very big wins.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back.
Hey everyone, we're back with another episode of He Said, She Said, and I'm so grateful actually for this podcast.
Why is that?
With us together, because I think it's so important for people to hear like the highs and lows and how you work through it as a human being and as a couple.
Well, speaking of, that's what we're talking about today. So you woke up just kind of blue today, right?
Yeah, very.
And I woke up like cloud nine, ready to go over the top, happy today. And here's the crazy thing. I woke up happier than usual for no reason that I can pinpoint. You woke up bluer than usual for no reason that you can pinpoint.
No,
right?
I had a great, great weekend. I'm excited for my week. Like I have good things lined up. I'm overwhelmed for sure because I'm living in the future. So I definitely think that equates to it.
Well, the bottom line is there's always something that's overwhelming us and there's always something to celebrate. Why do we wake up the way that we wake up? And you and I, now this is not official science talk, but we call it the random chemical cocktail. Meaning it's this random chemical cocktail in our body that is like, you are totally full of happiness today, or you are waking up a little more blue today. And the whole point of this podcast is I watched our morning routine. I watched our habits slowly take you from waking up blue to pointing you in the right direction, to saving your day. Yeah. From what could have been maybe going in the wrong direction. And all of a sudden I had this aha moment. I'm like, oh my God, we got to tell everybody about this. It's not how you wake up. It's not your, you know, it's not the day you had before or the day you have in front of you. It's the habits you have that are either going to take you from good to great or from blue to ready to make a difference.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about this all the time. You don't know what version of yourself you're going to wake up with. You have a million different versions of yourself inside of you that it's like dependent upon, who knows, Mercury in retrograde, whether it was a full moon.
I can't.
Who knows if, I just had to drop it because we're in California. So, you know, but that's real too. Like who knows with the, we don't know what's going on externally. We have no idea, except we wake up and we blame ourselves or we blame like, oh, I just, why can't I feel good? Maybe I'm a depressed person. Maybe it's just that this is called the human experience and you just need really strong rituals to make sure that you can make yourself feel better. And I have to be honest, like right now, I still don't feel great yet. Like I have read my book, I've meditated, I've said multiple prayers. And it's not necessarily that it's going to change you immediately. It's that the consistency of doing these things will eventually pull you out. And they make you feel proud of yourself. Like at least now I feel proud that I'm doing them and that I'm not sitting like a lump on the couch. Like I'm slowly shifting.
You may say that you don't feel fully great yet, but that's not the point. Because I've watched you go from, I could tell you were blue to now I can tell you're ready for the day. You're far more positive. You've got a different energy about you. So imagine that trickle down effect. Even if you just recover that far, the people that you deal with today, the people that you strike deals with today, the everyone you come in contact, you're now creating a little bit more positive trickle-down effect than you would have if you didn't have these rituals. So I think the whole dang point is, let's stop analyzing why the hell we wake up the way we wake up, and let's make sure that we have the habits or the rituals in place in order to recover from anything that we may need to recover from. So I know the minute we woke up at the same time today. to no alarm, which was nice. And when we woke up, I rolled over and I said, I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. Like I do every single morning of our life. And you said it back to me. You said,
I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday.
And that right there is at least starting to control the first thoughts of your day when you're forced to say some kind of mantra.
Yes.
And then we said a prayer right away. Remember you reached your hand over, you're like, all right, let's say a prayer. And that first, what is that? 120 seconds of the day, whatever. That is powerful for shaping your next, let's say, 1 hour of thoughts, even your next 15 minutes of thoughts. And this is about stacking small wins. Mm-hmm. And we stacked a couple of small wins in order to start to turn the ship a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like you just can't. You know, one of the biggest things that I am so grateful for about you is, and it's so funny, it's just, it's like whenever I feel bad or when I felt bad in the past, I'm like, oh, I feel depressed today. You're like, good, feel it. That's okay. It's okay to feel that way. Great, feel it. It's like, okay, great. It's okay to feel this way. And I think sometimes when we give ourselves that grace around like, awesome, you feel depressed today. That's totally fine. That's totally normal. But like, keep moving or support yourself around it. You know, what is supporting yourself around that look like? And some days supporting yourself around it looks like staying in bed and pulling the covers over your head. Mm-hmm. But if that, what you have to do is know if that's really serving you or not. Like, go down the road and see if that's really what you need. Do you actually need more sleep? So yes, then you do. Like, stay under the covers. But if you absolutely don't need more sleep and maybe you were drinking the night before, maybe you were binge eating, like maybe you really need a walk. Like maybe you need to support yourself with a walk and lots of water and healthy food.
Well, so to that point, I want to keep dissecting your day so people can truly understand what you did to start to right the ship. Woke up to mantra, said a quick prayer together in the morning. Which is really taking account for everything that we were grateful for and, you know, asking for anything that we needed. Then what was the very next thing I saw you do besides grab your coffee?
I don't know.
You grabbed your book.
Oh, my book. Yeah.
Yeah. And you dove into reading.
Yeah.
This is another thing. You could have gotten on Instagram. You could have done anything else, but you had the habit.
I did pick up Instagram. Then I put it down because it made me feel worse.
How many books, how many days in a row have you read right now?
I think a couple months now, maybe.
Yeah.
Every day, but during the week.
Every damn day. I haven't seen you not do one for the last month easily. And so because you built that muscle, because you built that habit, that was the thing you turned to right away today.
Mm-hmm.
After your book, then what'd you do?
Meditated.
Yeah. So you didn't skip that either. And it wasn't long. What was it?
Well, 8 minutes today.
Yep. So
usually we're not setting
any records here, but it was just enough to make a loop, right? We're stacking wins. Then what did we do the minute that you were done meditating?
Went for a walk.
Yes. And we went for a 3.5 mile walk this morning. And I saw that's where I really started to see a little bit of a difference in you. Again, stacking wins. And when we...
You know, it's weird. Even on the walk, I noticed I was looking down a lot and I was like, look up. I told him to look up.
No, she startled me. She's like, look up. I'm like, what?
You're like, so
I thought
mad
something
at me.
Was wrong.
I was like, you were just looking down. We were both looking down. And, you know, it's interesting because if you look at how much during the day when you don't feel well that you like, or when you feel depressed or anxious or overwhelmed that you look down, what we do is we close out all of the opportunities in the world around us and create a very individualistic type of thinking. And that type of thinking, when you think of the one, it can be very separated and it can feel really isolating and your problem starts to seem bigger. And when you look up, you start to think of the whole and you open yourself up to opportunities and ideas. It's just the truth.
Mm-hmm. And right when we got home, actually it was right before we left for the walk, so we could walk back into it. What did you put on in the house?
Christmas music.
Christmas music. Like our happiest music on the planet. Today is day one of playing Christmas music at this house.
I'm very excited.
Seems small and insignificant, but it's stacking another win.
Yep.
And on the walk, what did we talk about the whole time?
I don't know. What did we talk about?
Things that are coming up that we're really grateful for and excited. Like we kept choosing our conversation. I'd say, okay, you know what I'm excited for about Christmas? We're going to be here. And you know what I'm excited for about this? We're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to reveal everything that we were talking about yet because we got some pretty big announcements coming up. But we start talking about things we were looking forward to instead of talking about problems.
Yeah. And it's just like, sometimes you should reserve that time, like your walks. Sometimes they are important to work out problems. But if you're already not feeling great and you know, working out problems is not going to go well because you're coming from a bad place. Like just use that time for you.
Yes.
Like what do you need to get energy? Like we've definitely had those walks where it's like, I need this walk just to have, this needs to be empty space, just saying gratitudes, looking at nature. Like, I literally need this as a break. And then other times you use walking for problems, right? But I think at the end of the day, what you should, we hope that you get out of this is like, you are so normal. Oh my gosh. Like it's never going to go away. This is how you're going to wake up every fourth day, if you're like me. Some people every, 3 months or 6 months. But like having so much grace on yourself and knowing that you can still be a really happy, successful, highly functioning person, even if you struggle with your emotions or you're going through a tough time right now.
So let me put a quick recap on this day. You know what? We always title these things at the end. We should title this How to Save Your Day, because that's literally what I watched you do. You woke up to the mantra, said a quick prayer of things you were grateful for and asked for what you needed. You grabbed your book. You grabbed caffeine. Maybe that should be part of it. You grabbed your book. You did your meditation, even though it was only 7 or 8 minutes long. You moved your body and you talked about things that you were looking forward to instead of trying to solve problems when you're already in a bad place.
Yes.
And then you created your atmosphere. You put on Christmas music. So for anyone, that could be anything. It could be your pump up music. It could be anything, right? Mm-hmm. But you took control of your atmosphere. That's 7 things that anybody can do. Mantra, prayer of what you're grateful for and what you need. Reading, even if it's an audiobook, meditation, or just still in silence, moving your body, talking about things that excite you and that's coming up, still trying to solve problems from a bad place, and controlling your atmosphere, putting on whatever music, whatever mood, whatever setting that you need. The 7 things that anybody can do to save their day.
Yeah, I love that. It's so funny because I was just picturing, I don't know why, I was picturing 2 fires. You're always choosing between like which fire you're going to stoke. Like which fire are you going to build? Like, are you going to throw fuel on the depression fire? Are you going to have sugar and, wake up and make pancakes and whipped cream when you don't feel good because you're comforting yourself? And if you know sugar affects you, like, there you go. You just threw propane on the depression fire. Are you going to go turn on television and just be like, oh, whatever, about your day? It's like, which fire are you building? Because that's the one that's going to burn and consume you.
Oh, I love that. Because we always have 2 fires burning, even if the other one's just barely smoldering.
There's
always 2. You can choose
2.
To add fuel to one of those 2 fires. Your habits, your routines, these 7 things, this is choosing to add fuel to the right fire, not to fuel the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, there's an old Native American tale about 2 wolves, like that you always have 2 wolves, the good and the bad wolf. I'm being surreal tale.
I know. I'm laughing for a different reason. Keep going.
And it's like, which one are you feeding? It's the same exact thing, because the one that you're feeding is the one that's going to take over. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm giggling because remember when your book came out, A Tribe Called Bliss, and everyone was like, how dare you write about Native Americans? I'm like, Lori is 25% Native American.
Yeah, I'm.
You just don't look the part.
No, I don't. I dye my hair blonde.
Yep. All right, guys. So hopefully these are 7 things that will save the day for you. You know, mix and match your 7 things. But the whole point is, it's routine. It's what habit is, what habits you've built that will save the day. It's not how you wake up. It's what you do the moment you wake up that'll make or break. And then imagine stacking these wins during the day, and then imagine stacking winning days. At that point, you're on a winning streak. And that's how things happen for people. They don't wake up happy. They don't wake up full of perfect opportunity every single day. They do the right things and they make the right decisions in very small little moves that add up to very big wins. This is literally what we have done. This is not like we just started doing this. This is literally what we have done for how many years now would you say that we've had great habits in the morning?
Oh gosh, we started doing this back in Minnesota for sure.
So 10 years, more than a decade. We have more than a decade. Yeah, that is when we took control of our mornings. We have more than a decade of testing, tweaking, like trying to come up with the best possible habits to make a routine in our day so it's our default. You know, when you're weak, you're always going to go to your default. Well, you got to make your moments of weakness, you got to make your default something really effective. We've put them into 3 courses over the last, 4 years?
Yep.
First, you came out with the Bliss Habit. That was every single thing that you taught at the Bliss Project for people that couldn't go.
Yes.
Super cool. Then you and I came out with our first course together, Aligned, where we examined all of your beliefs that set up your paradigm and all the hacks that you can do to put, move them in the right direction in your life, your relationship, and your finances.
Yeah, I love that
super
course.
Cool. I love that course. And then I came out with the Money Principles about 18 months ago, which is every single thing you need to know, both mentally and the moves you need to make with your money. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that. So we cover everything from morning routines to what you do with your money and how to expand your business in those three courses. And we're doing something special for this set of holidays coming up. What are we doing?
We are giving all three courses away to you early because we know that the holidays are going to be busy and you're probably going to be consumed. And then January is going to come and you're like, damn it. Why didn't I get my life together? Because now here's this new year with even more possible, you know, new challenges that are coming up. And you guys, these rituals and these habits and these mindsets are going to be the only thing that are going to help get you through and create the finances and ideas and type of, you know, even family
dynamics,
your family dynamics, yeah. Your literally everything. And I don't know what I would do without these. They have saved my life. So it's definitely everything that we do. And we talk really candidly in our courses as well, sharing stories about, you know, where we were before and what we do and how we really help create the future that we want. Like the only way you're going to get that future is by creating it, right? So it's really what you're going to do with these courses. So we're giving away three for the price of one. If you text the word bundle to 310-496-8363. And we're doing this as a flash sale. It's 72 hours. So by the time you hear this podcast,
there's 24 hours left.
Yes.
So text the word bundle to 310-496-8363. I'll say that one more time. 310-496-8363. Text the word bundle. You'll get the link for this flash sale. It's Monday the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November that we're going to make all three courses available. You buy one, you get them all for the price of actually less than one. Do you know that the price that we're charging is less than what you can get My Money Principles for right now?
I know, you told me that. That's crazy.
It's literally three for the price of less than one because we want everyone prepared to handle the holidays, do what you need to do to have the best, most kick-ass 2021 possible. A lot of people got their tails handed to them in 2020. We know that. We want you set up for 2021. And there's no better way than having every single tool we've ever used and every single tool we've ever placed into our lives, into these courses.
Yeah, if you know things can't be the same this year as they were next year, you got to do something drastically different. Chris and I always do something, some sort of ritual around New Year's. You know, we totally do not do a New Year's party at all. But what we do is we do a very intentional kind of planning for our year and goal setting. So this could be a really beautiful thing that you could do, especially the Aligned course, to get your year manifested in the way that you want with your partner and your family. If you're single, it's a great course for you as well, just to completely align your life to what you want, what you're going for. It gives you that space to create and to think and to really ask yourselves the important questions that you might be avoiding.
That course alone is the most one-stop shop for life you could ever use.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, really finances, and self. It's incredible.
Yep.
All right, guys. So text bundle to 310-496-8363. In the meantime, every single week, you'll find us right here talking about what's real for us. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait, because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show, Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.